I'm sure all you listeners know by this time that the Miles Laboratories make two famous vitamin products. One-a-day brand vitamin B-complex tablets and one-a-day brand vitamin A and D tablets. But what you may not know is why you need them. Well, let's talk about one-a-day vitamin A and D tablets, for example. You know that for years, doctors have been prescribing cod liver oil for babies and for growing children. Well, now it's known that adults need the protective benefits of these two important vitamins as well. The trouble is that it's mighty hard to be sure you get enough vitamins A and D each day from your food and from sunlight to meet your needs. And that's why we strongly urge each and every one of you, children and adults alike, to make sure that you get ample vitamins A and D daily by taking a single vitamin A and D tablet each day. You see, one-a-day vitamin A and D tablets are so rich in these so-called cod liver oil vitamins that they actually contain more than your minimum daily requirements. And listen to this. Unlike cod liver oil, one-a-day A and D tablets are really pleasant to take. And they cost only 50 cents for a full 30-day supply. Ask your druggist for one-a-day brand vitamin A and D tablets made by Miles. One-a-day is the registered trademark of Miles Laboratories, so be sure you get the genuine one-a-day brand. Look for that big one on the package. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the fifth day of Cedric's breach of promise trial is now over, and things are looking quite encouraging for the plaintiff, Winifred Redfield, and her counsel, Squire Skimp. Cedric's performance on the witness stand lessened his chances for a favorable verdict quite considerable. As we look in on the little community today, we find Justice of the Peace, Lum Edwards, and Attorney Abner Peabody back in their Jotham Down store and library after a hard lunch hour in court. Listen.
Grannies, it's good to be back to the store. War to a frazzle. War to a frazzle.
Well, what are you so wore out about, Lum? All you do is just sit up there on that judge's stand. That ain't no hard work.
Well, no, it ain't no physicals work, but I have to do a lot of brain work.
Brain work?
Over-restraining Squire's objections and all that legal stuff.
Oh.
Sitting there trying to study up legal words to use. Tires a man out.
It does, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Well, how do you think we're doing so far in the trial, Lum?
Well, to be honest, Abner, I don't think we're doing good.
We ain't?
No, I'm feared not.
Oh, my.
Well, Squire's bringing out an awful lot of testimony again, Cedric.
Yeah.
He's got that marriage license that Cedric signed, for one thing.
Yeah, but now Cedric never knows what he was signing, Lum.
That don't make no difference. He signed it.
Yeah.
And Squire's got witness that seen him do it. And they all claimed Cedric knowed what he was doing. That's the worst part about it.
Yeah, but now maybe the jury won't believe them, though. Maybe they'll believe Cedric instead.
Well, that might go for old Charlie Redfield, but not for his woman. When Squire put her on the witness stand today and she testified to the same thing, I sort of got worried.
He did, huh?
Well, she's well thought of around town, you know.
Oh, yeah, everybody likes her. I'll admit that, yeah.
Of course, you ought to have cross-examined her more than you did today.
Well, I couldn't recollect the questions you told me to ask her, Long. And, besides, she got to crying there and saying how broke up her poor little daughter Winifred was over not getting married and all that, you know.
Yeah, I don't believe she's actual crying.
Well, she...
She never puddled up none. I never seen no tears.
No, but she was boo-hooing her. You could have heard her a half a mile on a good clear day with the wind behind her.
Never helped Cedric's cause, I know that.
No, it never, no.
You know, Cedric's awful liable to lose this case and have to pay that $1,000 for heart balm or whatever it is Squire calls it.
Well, Cedric can't afford to pay no $1,000, Long. Any money he makes over at that defense plant, he's putting it right into war bonds.
Well, if Cedric does lose, you and me are going to help him pay the $1,000.
Me and you?
Why, sure. It's our fault he got into this in the first place.
Well, yeah, I reckon it was, sort of.
Now, what we got to do is figure out how to win the case. Or that is, you do, as long as you're Cedric's lawyer.
Yeah, I got to figure that out. I sure have.
What I'm putting the most dependence in is Wimpy Foster's testimony.
Wimpy, huh?
Yeah. Well, anyway, that was our ring, wasn't it?
I don't know. I never noticed. I'd listen to you. I'll see, though. Just
yeah, I'll see what.
Hello, Jotham Down Store and Library. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Oh, hello, Ulysses. Did you enjoy the trial today? Uh-huh. What's that? I think so, Ulysses. Just a minute, I'll ask Lum to make sure.
What's troubling Ulysses?
He wants to know if the meeting of the Golden Era Discussion Club is supposed to be at his place tomorrow night.
It is if he don't think up no new excuse.
Hello, Ulysses? Lum says yeah. Huh? Why not? Oh, are you sure about that? Well, just a minute.
I know, another excuse.
Yeah, he says we can't have it at his place. It's got something stuck in the top of the stovepipe and the parlor's full of smoke, he says.
Oh, prattle, prattle.
And he says we can come over there and see for ourselves if we don't believe him.
Well, maybe it's so, then. Ask him why he don't climb up on the roof and clean out whatever it is that's clogging the stovepipe up.
Yeah, that's a good idea, good idea. Hello? Why don't you climb up on your roof, you let... Huh? Oh, says his ladder's broke.
Oh, well, tell him I'll bring my oil stove over tomorrow night. That'll keep us warm.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Hello? Lum says he'll bring over that oil stove of his tomorrow night. Yeah, all right, Ulysses. Goodbye.
It worked. What did he say?
Said okay.
Good. Looks like we're finally going to have a meeting of the discussion club at his house, whether he wants it or not.
Yes, sir. Every week he studies up some new excuse, but we got him this time, huh?
You know, if he wasn't such a brainy feller, I'd almost be in favor of resigning him from the club.
Yeah, but we need him for them discussions, Long.
Oh, yeah, I know we do.
Now, what were you saying about Wimpy Forster's testimony there for the phone, Long?
Oh, I said I was putting a lot of dependence in that.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah, when you put Wimpy on the witness stand, he can tell how he sort of kidnapped Cedric away from the wedding. That'll show that Cedric didn't just walk out of it by himself.
Well, will that help?
Why, sure. At least I think it will.
Well, here, all right, doggies, let's put Wimpy on the stand tomorrow, then.
Well, we can't yet. We gotta wait till Squire's through with his witnesses first.
Huh?
The plaintiff gets to be first, you see.
Well, what other witnesses has Squire got?
Well, I don't know for sure. I think Sister Simpson's gonna tell how she decorated her church all up for the wedding. And I believe he's got some doctor that's gonna testify how broke up and nervous Winifred is.
Not Doc Miller?
No, it's some doctor I never even heard of before.
Well, why don't they get Doc Miller? He's right here in town. He's the best one I ever know.
I don't think he'd testify on their side, that's why.
Oh, more likely not.
Just tricks me and you. I don't think Winford's having no nervous breakdown because Cedric breached a promise.
You don't,
huh? No, of course not. Get the phone, Abner. There's our ringing.
Oh, yeah. Hello, John, I'm down store and library, Abner. Huh? Oh, what is it, Ulysses?
Oh, him again.
Your aunt.
Some other excuse.
What aunt? Oh, tomorrow, huh? Well, now, how could that make her sick? Yeah.
What is it, Abner?
He says not to bring the oil stove over there because his Aunt Ollie from Texarkana's coming tomorrow for a visit, and oil stoves make her sick, he says.
Make her sick?
He says she gets a headache from them, that's what he says.
For goodness sake. Well, all right, then. Tell him I'll send Cedric over there with a ladder.
Ladder?
And get the stovepipe unclogged up.
Oh, that's a good idea. Hello? Ulysses Lum will send Cedric over there with a ladder to clean out your stovepipe for you. Yeah. All right. Goodbye. Said okay.
Granny, if I had to go over there and clean out that stovepipe myself, I'm going to do it. Because I'm bound and determined we're going to have the meeting there.
Yeah, well, he ought to have one of them, Lum. I've had it twice at my place. You want me to get Cedric on the phone now and tell him to go over there?
Yeah. Wait a minute, though. He needs to sleep. Working nights and all.
Yeah, sure.
See if you can get Wimpy Forster. Tell him I'll pay him for it.
Yeah, let's see now. What's the ring where Forster says?
Oh, I forget now. It's wrote down there somewhere by the phone.
Let's see. Forster.
On the wall there.
Look.
Tell him I want to talk to him about that testimony, too. I want to make sure he's on Cedric's side.
Yeah.
You know how some of them youngin' fellers likes to prank Cedric.
Well, I don't think in a case like this they're pranking no long. They don't want to see Cedric go to the penitentiary or nothing like that, I know.
No, get the phone again, Abner.
Huh?
Maybe that's Wimpy calling.
Oh, might be. Hello, jot him down store and library. Huh? What's the matter now, Ulysses? Tis, huh? For the land's sake. Well, I never knowed it was that cold out. Just a minute.
What's the trouble now?
He says he went out to look at his roof and it's all covered with ice. And he says it'd be suicide for anybody to try to climb up there and clean out the stovepipe today, Lum.
Granny, I wouldn't want nobody to risk their life on this.
No. Well, it looks like we're just going to have the meeting somewhere else after all.
Yeah, it looks like... wait a minute. Tell him we'll meet there anyways.
Huh?
Tell him we'll all wear heavy sweaters. That ought to keep us warm enough.
That's a good idea. Hello? Ulysses? Lum says we'll keep warm by all of us wearing heavy sweaters. Won't need no far. You got a sweater, ain't you? Uh-huh. All right, Ulysses. Goodbye.
What did he say to that?
Said okay.
Granny, I thought he had us there for me. Lucky thing I'm the quick-thinking type.
It's sure good for you. We got him cornered this time.
You see, if I wasn't so modest, I'd come right out and admit I'm sort of a genius. But I'm too modest to say it.
Oh, no, you ain't.
Not. Yes, I am. I ain't going to say it. Or did he concede it, but I ain't.
Well, you ought to always be running yourself down that way, though.
Well, that's generally the way it is with us geniuses. Say, whereabouts is that heavy sweater of mine at?
Huh?
You saw it around the store here anywhere?
Sweater. Oh, I believe it's hanging back there in the feed room. Believe I seen it there one day last week.
Oh, yeah. That's where it's at. I recollect now.
I better get Liz the best sew some buttons on mine, too, I reckon. Reckon we ought to wear our mittens over there, too?
Oh, I don't reckon it'll be that cool. We won't be outdoors, you know. And it might warm up a little by tomorrow.
I believe I'll take my mittens along just in case, though. That place Ulysses, it ain't any too warm when the stovepipe ain't clogged up. He's too stingy to put enough wood in there to get you warm.
I wouldn't say that about him, Abner. After all, he's a feller member of our club. And he's awful brainy and one of the best discussers we got.
Just the same, I'm wearing my mittens.
Which reminds me, you ought to put your mittens on right now and get out with the deliver.
Huh?
We can't get behind in them just because we're running Cedric's trial.
No, ain't that our ring here again?
Yeah, I believe it is. I'll get it this time. You get to work on the delivery.
All right.
Hello, jot 'em down, store and library. I'm Eddard's talking. What's that, Ulysses?
No, Ulysses.
You can't. Why not? Huh. Well, how did it get that way? Oh, well, I reckon we can have the meeting over at Grandpap's then. Yeah, all right, Ulysses. Goodbye.
What's the matter now, Mom?
Oh, Ulysses can't wear a sweater because it's all covered with soot.
Soot? How'd he get that way?
Well, that's what he says he's using to clog up the stovepipe with.
Huh?
Folks, here's a little tip for you. Be wise and economize with Alka-Seltzer. Now, Alka-Seltzer is really economical because it's good for so many different common ailments. Think of it, relief for headaches, for occasional distress after meals, sour upset stomach, muscular aches and pains, morning after misery, occasional acid indigestion, and the dull, achy feeling of a cold. Relief for all of these common ailments in just one package of modern, effervescent Alka-Seltzer tablets. So be wise and economize with Alka-Seltzer. You better ask your druggist for the 60-cent size package, though, because it's more economical than the 30-cent size.